Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Basra, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey. So let's say someone learned these Mishnayos, and you can well imagine we're only touching the very, very top of the iceberg. You have all the sugyas and the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achrayim, but basically we see the Seder of Yerusha, the Torah prescribed to us. Well, what if somebody wants to change it? He says he doesn't want his money to go that way. Huaymer, suppose someone says, Ish Ploini Bini, so-and-so my son, Lo Yitl Pishnayim, I don't want him to get a double portion of my property. No, let him get an equal share together with the other sons. Or suppose he says, Ish Ploini Bini, so-and-so my son, Lo Yirish Emechav, he shouldn't yashin at all with the other brothers. Leomer Klum, it's as if he said nothing. Shehisnal Masha Kasa B'Torah, he's making a t'nai that is contrary to what the Torah says. The Torah gave us the laws of Yerusha. And according to the laws of Yerusha, the Bchar gets a double portion and all sons receive equal shares. He doesn't have the power to change that. Now, what the father could do is he can give things away as a gift. The halachis of Yerusha apply only to money that is in the father's possession when he passes away. But if before he passes away, he gives something away as a gift, he can give it to anyone and give it to a total stranger, even though Chazal don't want him to do that. But Lamaisa, he has a right to do it. But in terms of the halachis of Yerusha, you can't change what the Torah says. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, hamachalik nechasav, of someone who isn't well, he's giving out his nechasim lebanav to his sons, al piv, meaning to say, he's saying he wants this to go as a gift to this son, this to go as a gift to that son, and that he could do. That's not connected to the halachis of Yerusha. As long as he's still alive, he can give anything to anyone, or not give anything to anyone. The chiddush is that he's doing it al piv. He just said that he wants this field to go to that son, or all his fields to certain sons, whatever he says. Now, normally you have to make a kinyan. If I say to you, I'm giving you a gift, it doesn't make it yours yet. You have to be koine it, depending what it is. There are different types of kinyonim. Here's the chiddush. Even though he's saying now how he wants his estate to be divided, and Riba le'echad gave more to one son, immediately acher less to a different son. V'hishva lehenes abchar. And he said, the bchar, no, gets an equal amount. He doesn't get double. So he can do it, because as long as he's alive, he can give it away as a gift. The problem is, being that they didn't make a kinyan in the property, so maybe we say, sorry, you said you're going to give things away as a gift, but lemaisa, you passed away without them being koineit, and therefore, anything that's yours when you pass away goes to your children according to the halachis of Yerusha. But we say no. We say, Dvarav Kayamin, his words stand. Lemaisa, he gave out this gift when he was still alive. Because he was sick, he has the halacha of a shchiv meira. And Chazal made a special takana. The divrei shchiv meira is kiksuvim or kemesurim dami. A healthy person can say he's giving a gift, but it's not a gift until the receiver of the gift is kainet. A shchiv meira just says what he wants, and it's automatically done. Why did Chazal make this takana for him? Because Nebuch is sick, he's in bed. He wants certain things. He wants certain parts of his property to go to certain people. And if he knows, oh no, and there's not enough time for them to make a kinyan, the grief may chas v'shalom cause him to, who knows what? His situation will get much worse. So Chazal wanted to encourage him, to be mechazik him. And therefore they made a takana, don't worry. Whatever you say, we're going to listen to, even if they didn't have time to make a kinyan. Again, Divrei shchiv mera, the words of a person who is sick, kiksuvenu kemesurim dam. Even though he only said it, it's as if it was written and given over. But again, it's only because he's giving it as a gift. Ve'im omar mishim Yerusha, even in this case, if he said it as a Yerusha, I don't want my p'char to get double and so on, oh, that's not going to work. Then lo yamar klum. If he gave more to one or less to another, in the form of a Yerusha, he doesn't want them to get it during his lifetime. Or he says his p'char shouldn't get Pishnayim. He's not giving it as a gift to the other brothers. He's just saying, after he passes away, this is how the Yerusha should go, even though we know clearly that's what he wants. We may have Rachmanis on him because now he's on his bed and he's very sick, but lo yamar klum. It's as if he said nothing. The halachis of Yerusha are going to dictate who gets what. And although that may not be to his liking, but the halachis of Yerusha say that the son, the oldest son, gets double, and the others get an equal share. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Kasev, bein betchila, bein beemtza, bein besoif, mishumetan. If the father wrote Even though the Mishnah uses the term wrote, we already explained it's lav davka writing, because if he's sick and he's a shrivmer, even if he says, it's as if it's written. Some say after the father said it, they would write it down. Either way, kosav, if somewhere he mentioned bein batchila, suppose he said, I want to give, give is lashon of matana, this and this field, to this and this son, v'yirshen, and he should yarshen it. So first he said he's giving, then he said they're yarshen it. Or bein be'emtza, he mentioned matana in the middle. He said like this, so-and-so should yarshen this field, I want to give it to him, a lashon of matana. Then he goes back and says, and he should yarshen it. That's called matana in the middle. Or bein basayf, or he said, so-and-so should yarshen the field, and I should give it to him. So he used the lashon of matana at the end. But at some point, he used the lashon of matana. So the din is dvar of kayamin. His words stand. Even though he also used the word yerusha, but as long as he mentioned gift, whether at the beginning or in the middle or in the end, it's enough for us to say we're going to act according to his instructions. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hoimer, if someone says, Ish Pliny, so-and-so, this so-and-so is not his son, Yerushani should yarshin me, should inherit me, but makam sheyeshvas, but he has a daughter. Or suppose he says, Biti, my daughter, si Roshani should yarshin me, should inherit me, but makam sheyesh ben, in a case where he does have a son, loy amar klum, it's as if he said nothing. Why? Shehisna, because he made a tenai, a stipulation, you can't go against what the Torah says. The Torah gave us halachis of Yerusha. What he could do is give it away as a gift. Again, that's not going away from what the Torah says. A person can give a gift during his lifetime. He can gift everything away. Yerusha means what remains in his possession when he passed away. Rabbi Yochanan ben Braika says that a person does have the kayach to change the order of Yerusha. Im Amar, someone says, Amishi royil Yerusha, about someone who's lemaisa fit to yarshen it, but he wants to change it. He wants to say only one son gets it amongst the other sons, or one daughter gets it amongst the other daughters. Dvar of kayam, and his words stand. But valmisha ain roy liyerusha, if he said it about someone who isn't fit to yarshen him, ain dvar of kayam, his words don't stand. But Tanur explains as follows: let's say he wants to give everything away to one daughter amongst different daughters, or one son amongst different sons. Even though he's changing what the Torah says, Dvar of Kayamet, his words stand. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri darshens this from the pasuk, says the Bat Tanura, V'haya b'yoyim anchilo yasbanav. The Torah gave Rishus to a father to give over b'yerusha to the children that he wants. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is maida that if he wants to give it to a brother instead of the daughter, or a daughter instead of the son, that he cannot do. Because the bas, the daughter, is not considered re'uya liyaresh b'makim ben. And a brother isn't considered a Yarish at all compared to the daughter. For that matter, says the Bat Tanura, if he said that the Pchar should only get a single chalik, that you can't do, the Torah says, Befewish, Layuchal Levaka. But amongst his sons, he can say only this son. Or amongst his daughters, he can say only his daughters. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hakoisev es Nechasev, someone writes a gift, right? A gift we said you can always do. The Torah doesn't stop a person from giving a gift. If someone writes his property away lacherim to others, the niach is banav, he leaves his children. In other words, they get nothing. So lamaisa, what he did, he did. Masha asa asi. What is done is done. Aval ein ruach chachamim noichimenu. But the chachamim were not happy with him. The way the Bat Tanura attaches it, ein lachachamim nachas ruach b'maisav. Sometimes you do something, your father says, you did it, fine. But you know your father's not happy. The Chacham were not happy. And that's because it's not proper to leave children without a Yerusha. Aye, maybe his children aren't good children. Yeah, but you don't know your grandchildren or great-grandchildren are going to come out of this. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Rav Shimon Gamliel loimer im lo yabon of nehagin kishura. If his children weren't acting properly, then zachar latov, then he's doing the right thing. But the Bat Tanura tells us that the Allah is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, chazering over. First case in our Mishnah. If someone says, so-and-so who is my pchar should not get a double portion. He should have an equal share with the other sons. Or suppose he says, so-and-so who is my son shouldn't get any Yerusha. It doesn't work. You can't change the halachis of Yerusha. you can give it away as a gift. But if you're saying Yerusha, then it goes according to the halachis of Yerusha. As long as he didn't give it away when he was alive, money that was in his possession at the time of his passing goes through the halachis of Yerusha. Second case in our Mishnah. Someone who's seriously ill. He's called a shchiv meira. And even if he says something, it automatically works. It's not necessary for the one who's receiving it to make a kinyan. It's a special takana, so he should be assured that he still has the power to give away the money to whom he wants, or his property to whom he wants. And under those circumstances, when he's still alive, he gave more to one son and less to another, or he gave the b'char an equal share, dvar of kayam. His words stand. But if he says, als Yerusha, no, they're not. Then the Mishnah told us, as long as he uses the term matana somewhere, whether he said at the beginning, he said, you should give, that's a lashon of gift, of matana, this field to so-and-so, and he should yarshin it. So he used the word matana at the beginning, even though he used the word Yerusha at the end. Or in the middle, suppose he said, so-and-so should yarshin this field, you should give it to him, and he should yarshin it. Or basoif, he said, so-and-so should yarshin it, and you should give it to him. As long as he used the term matana, then it works. A third case, if someone says, so-and-so, that's not his child, should yarshin me, and he does have a daughter, or he says his daughter should yarshin him, where he does have a son, again, it doesn't work. That's not how the halachis of Yerusha go. He can give it as a gift, but not in the form of Yerusha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Braika holds that if the person is a roi li Yerusha, and that would mean he has several sons, and he decides to give everything away to one son, that he could do it. He darshens that from the pasuk of Hayabiyayim and Chila Yasbanav, the Torah gave him reshus to give Yerusha to which child he wants. Or if he says amongst his daughters, I want this daughter to get everything, he could do it. But if the person is not roi li Yerusha, and that would mean even as follows. Suppose he says, I want my brother to get the Yerusha, not my son. Or he says he wants the son to get it, not the daughter. That doesn't work. They're not considered roi to the Yerusha compared to their relative. But a son among sons or a daughter amongst daughters, according to the Yochanan ben Braika, is something that he could do. Batur incidentally says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Braika. Someone writes all of his nechasim to others as a matana, even if it was a second before he died. And he didn't leave his children with anything, it's done. The children don't yarshin anything. The father gave it away as a gift. The Chazal are not happy with this person. And that's true even if his sons aren't acting properly, because you never know which Einik Lach are going to come out. Shem Gamliel says, no, if his sons aren't acting properly as a Zachar L'Taiv, then he did do the right thing for giving everything away to someone else, to a stranger, and leaving his sons with nothing. However, the Batanura tells us that the halacha is not like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel.